We've been talking about the second of the guardian meditations, namely cultivation of loving kindness. By this time, yogis must have understood the meaning of loving kindness. And as we have said, there are two ways of practicing metta, namely, first of all, for the purpose of wholesome deeds or to perform perfections. That is the first method. And the second method is to practice to the stage of jhana absorption, known as apanna jhana. So that by practicing metta, we can be absorbed in the attainment of absorption jhana. So as for the first one, to cultivate loving kindness for the sake of good deeds or wholesome deeds, you can pervade loving kindness to anyone or any beings whoever come across, whom you come across. Looking at the lovable or favorable aspect of such beings and just cultivate by saying, "May you be happy." This should be sufficient, as is given in the Patisamvita Magga, the part of discriminations. We have used phrases, as already discussed, Ajas, Sabbesata, Avera, Avuntu, may all beings be free from harm. Adyapeja, Avuntu, may they be free from mental distress or mental suffering. And Aniga, Avuntu, may they be free from physical pain. This should be sufficient. And the last phrase, or the fourth phrase, is may they be able to take care of their body or bodies satisfactorily or easily. So that with this phrase, they may be able to conduct this daily routine to look after their selves or their bodies, such as adjusting the four postures, and how you feed your body with food and drinks, adjusting the temperature or weather conditions, and sometimes taking rest and so on. Such are the daily routine to take care of your body. Although you may think, because you are doing every day, it is not a reason, it is not a problem, but the responsibility of looking after your body is quite burdensome, because you have to be always taking care of your body, taking care of your life. So we cultivate metta by saying this fourth phrase, may you or they be able to take care of the bodies satisfactorily. Such is one way of cultivating loving kindness. And there are also these so-called 528 ways of pervading loving kindness. However, we are not here to talk or elaborate on this topic, that is, metta topic, so we need not elaborate on this subject. Just by talking about how to practice metta for the sake of wholesomeness, it would be sufficient at this point. And as regards the second kind of practicing metta, that is apanna jhana, to be absorbed in red dot cultivation. This will be discussed at some other time when occasion arises. Nitta is given in Pali as Sinniha. It is Nitta set, which is cohesive. And this craving Tanha, attachment also, is given as Sinniha. So both looks alike. The usage is the same. Therefore, at times, Nitta can be perceived by Tanha. One having Tanha, having craving, one may be deceived as one is possessing metta. Therefore, it is a near and close enemy which destroys metta. Just like in a boxing match, when the hit is, when one is hit with a hit by a hidden arm or box, it is more dangerous. So too, this Sinneha, if it is Tanha, it is dangerous. So we have to find out whether this Sinneha is a Tanha or real Metta. The answer is, if we are able to cultivate for the welfare of all beings without Vyabhata, so-called Vyabhata, ill will, which is the opposite of metta, then it will not be a true metta. As regards metta, it is wishing for the welfare of all beings, which is a pure mind. And it is the opposite of Vyabhata, ill will, which can destroy metta. So, metta is loving kindness, whereas dosa or vyabhata is anger, hatred. And metta is free of annoyance, and whereas vyabhata or dosa is full of annoyance. So if one is having this vyabhata or dosa, anger, then the mind is said to be dry, uninteresting. So, instead of having loving kindness with the craving, one should possess penya, wisdom. Loving kindness must be accompanied with wisdom. So, then this metta will be pure and interesting. So, it's very important to cultivate metta wholeheartedly, from the heart, coming from your heart. So the metta should be with penya, or penya should be the forerunner of the cultivation of metta, wishing for the welfare of others. Then such sinneha will become real metta. Otherwise, if one is having loving kindness or possessing loving kindness with craving, with attachment, it'll be childish. It will be like something which is done by children, because it lacks knowledge. So, if one is able to do things with metta, true metta, then it will not be childish. Otherwise, if you are cultivating metta with attachment, it will be childish, and one is said to be not understanding the real meaning or benefits of loving kindness. such as the near enemy. As regards Vyabada, Dosa, anger or evil, it is enemy, but it is a distant enemy. It is not a close enemy. So, as regards the real, genuine metta, it should not be with illusion, it should not be deluded manner. One should have metta by understanding the benefits of loving kindness. Otherwise, you can be deceived. Your metta can be deceived by raga, or thinking that you are possessing metta, actually you are deceived by craving or lust. Nowadays, people may be saying they have loving kindness, but perhaps it may be just the craving or lust, because you are deceived by it. Therefore, raga, lust or craving, is the near enemy of loving kindness. As regards dhyabhana, ill will or anger, it is a distant enemy. They all are enemies, they are opposites of loving kindness, but one is the close enemy and the other one is a distant enemy. Both of them are dangerous. So the real genuine metta is wishing for the welfare of others from your heart, which should be without attachment. In a sense, the kind of loving kindness without vyabhada, ill will, is pure mentality, pure mind, which is also called alobha, non-greed. And because it is devoid of anger, it is also known as adosa, non-hatred. At times, one may be having loving kindness with self-interest, such as love affairs between man and woman, or domestic love between parents and children. These kind of love, loving kindness, has self-interest. It has attachment in it. So this kind of metta is not pure, because one is looking for one's own interest, one's own benefit. So it is not a real loving kindness. Not to mention, if one's loving kindness is accompanied with attachment or greed, lobha, then it cannot be true metta. Not to mention if it is accompanied with anger or hatred. So the real, the genuine loving kindness must be accompanied with knowledge, devoid of anger and without self-interest, wishing for the welfare of others, such as genuine loving kindness. And this causes friendship among people, known as metta, and such kind of friendship is real, genuine metta. And one has got to cultivate this. So cultivating metta, wishing for the welfare of those who possess this kind of qualities, that is, they are worthy of friendship, is metta. So one has got to cultivate it, develop it, enhance it, and make it grow. Then one will come to possess this loving kindness metta, or you come to possess the practice, and you become a practitioner of metta, loving kindness. As regards love affairs between man and woman, they have self-interest. They don't want to part with each other. And the same goes with the attachment between parents and children. They have attachment, mutual attachment. They have self-interest. Although sometimes it is the same usage, love or loving kindness, and they are different in nature. We have to be very careful about this. However, at times, these love affairs, especially domestic love between parents and children, can be pure, genuine loving kindness with some traces of attachment, like a very minute electricity, minute voltage. There can be some tanha involved in the domestic love. However, mostly, in most cases, or for more occasions, the children may have genuine loving kindness towards their parents and vice versa. As regards animals, domestic animals and those animals around us can possess Gehasita Prema, domestic love, but at times they can possess or practice genuine metta, and the text is given, this story about a cow feeding its calf with metta, wishing for the welfare, health and happiness of its calf, which is a real metta. At that time, a hunter came and threw a spear to kill this cow, but it so happened that the spear did not pierce the cow's body. So this shows that even animals possessing domestic love, which is not the pure metta, known as Gehasita Prema, at times can also possess or cultivate genuine metta. How effective it is from this story. So if you are able to cultivate metta purposely, in a pure way, in a genuine way, by practicing, cultivating, developing and enhancing, making it grow, how much effective will this practice be? Not to mention, if you are able to cultivate metta for the purpose of jhana absorption, and you will be able to gain the benefit of metta. There are 11 benefits as given in the text. The benefits are namely, one can sleep well, wake up well, without bad dreams. One can be loved by many. One can be beloved by the celestial beings who will protect you. And you will not be affected by fire, weapons, or poison. Your mind is serene. You tend to possess serene face, and when one dies, one will not die deluded. Instead, one will die mindfully. And when one dies and one's body breaks up, then one will be reborn in the Brahma world, the world of fine material world. That is, those who have practiced apana jhana to the stage of absorption, which is jhana, if one has not reached the state of arahantship. So as regarding the practice of metta, it is just like in the cryogenic science, when something is frozen well below zero temperature, it will not melt for a long, long time. It will remain solid. So to, if one has practiced apana jhana, that is mid-depth absorption, it will, one will be able to realize these benefits. And as regards ordinary practice of loving kindness, one will be able to realize these, any of these 11 benefits in one's own right. And when one is practicing loving kindness according to this Patisamidhammaka, the path of discriminations, such as saying this phrase, Avera Hontu, may be free from harm, which is very effective and very profound. Because it has the meaning of overcoming these internal enemies, namely greed, hatred, and delusion, which are the internal enemies. As for freedom from danger or harm from outside enemies, they are not encountered so often. However, this kind of meaning also is involved. That is, one should be, one is wishing others to be free from external enemies as well. What is important is the internal enemies, such as craving, aversion, delusion, with self-interest, doing things with self-interest, or having selfish mentality, without truly wishing for the welfare of others. So such people, for such people, they will not be able to possess real metta and compassion, loving kindness and compassion, not knowing the essence of loving kindness. So they are said to be living with delusion, moha. So at times, if they indulge in the extreme form of these unwholesome roots, namely greed, hatred, delusion, they are bound to commit wrongdoing by body and speech. As regards wrongdoing by mind, they, since they already possess this wrongful mentality, they are already committing this wrongdoing by mind. So, if they indulge in transgressive defilements, they are bound to fall into four kinds of dangers. Namely, the danger of self-blame, self-reproach, or reproach of blame by the society. And because one is committing transgressive actions, one may be transgressing the laws of the country, and one will be punished, one is liable to be punished by the authorities. And because of wrongful volition or volitional actions, one will fall into the lower states in future existences. So, when one is saying this phrase, Avera Hontu, may you be free from harm, you are wishing to be free from such internal enemies. Internal enemies in the form of these unwholesome roots, unwholesome mentalities, and the dangerous consequences which can arise from these dangerous, unwholesome roots. So such is the essence of practicing metta, I wear out this phrase, Abhidharma, to may you be free from harm. So when we talk about happiness, peace and happiness of people, peace and happiness can be derived when one is free from these unwholesome roots, greed, hatred and delusion. Then one will be happy and peaceful physically and mentally. One suffers as a result of this greed, hatred and delusion and the consequences of indulging in them. Therefore, the internal enemies are these things. So one is wishing others to be free from these internal enemies as much as possible. And as much as they are free from these internal enemies, they are bound to be happy and peaceful. Hence, this Abhidharma, which is the cause, and the following phrases, may be free from mental distress and physical pain, become the result of that metta. Though one may not be able to practice loving kindness in a serious manner or by way of wholesome deed, kusala, or for metta absorption, one can possess in ordinary life, one can possess by intellectual reasoning, this wishing for the welfare of others without one's own interest, with altruistic feeling, wishing for the welfare of others, just wishing it. Not to mention, if you are able to cultivate systematically this loving kindness by saying phrases and so on. So, if in all aspects, if you are doing it without self-interest, but wishing for others, it will be real metta. So that then, the result is that you will be able to associate with others with patience, and all these social relations will become smooth. So, and also, as much as one wishes to be happy, one also wishes others to be happy, and will wish to help others at times of difficulty and so on. In this way, one will come to possess metta stages. Then, this world will be a peaceful one to live in. And as for the practitioners who are practicing here, coming from all parts of the world, they come here with faith in the Buddha's Dharma, so that they become blood relatives, blood friends. So, their fellow yogis, you may cultivate loving kindness towards fellow yogis by saying these four phrases, either in the group wise or individual wise. Then the result is that you will be able to practice without any disturbance and will be able to practice with patience. Another thing is that there are celestial beings in the center, as just like an ordinary human being, they also wish to share merit with you all, and so you can share merit with them as much as possible, wishing by way of these four phrases. And if you, as much as you pervade loving kindness to them, you can also cultivate loving kindness to the animals in this center, and then also other beings as you like, whoever you wish to pervade, you can do that. Because this is doing loving kindness for the sake of wholesome deeds. And this will be a loving kindness, accompanied with knowledge, because it is devoid of ill will, it is free of ill will, and because it is free of devoid of self-interest, it will be free of greed. So this will become genuine metta. And in this way, you'll be able to practice without annoyance. That is the result of the practice of metta. So our wish is that you'll be able to undertake this practice of Satipatthana without any disturbance by cultivating loving kindness and be free from the apaya related defilements.
Thank you.